It is just really an honor for me to do this next interview, really, because, yeah, so if you're a Chicagoan, you know that Rich Melman founded Let Us Entertain You back in 1971. At that time, it was a pioneering idea. His entire concept for restaurants, and the first one, R.J. Grunts in Lincoln Park. R.J. Melman is on the phone, president of Let Us Entertain You. R.J., it is so nice to meet you. How are you?
Likewise, I'm doing good, enjoying my Sunday afternoon.
How does it feel to have, you're going to be impressed, I'm sure. I had an ice cream name for me. You have an entire restaurant name for you.
It's a little bit backwards. I'm actually named after a restaurant, so I think you should be asking R.J. Grunts how they feel about having a child named after it.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah. I guess, fortunately, it's a pretty special place. My parents met there in the early 70s. Obviously, my dad was running the place. My mom was a customer. And I am named after my dad's first restaurant.
How did that name come about then, RJ?
The restaurant name?
Yeah.
Yeah, the restaurant was short for Rich, obviously my dad, and his original partner, Jerry Orzoff, who passed away in the early 80s. But they had started the restaurant together, two best friends, and Grunts, long story, but was, it's the name, it's the sort of the sound that a pig eats when they enjoying themselves. So, a little bit funny. They Jerry had a girlfriend whose nickname was Piggy at the time, so it sort of wound into that a little bit, but definitely the sound of enjoyment when you're eating.
Who knew any of this, but who knew also that in the year 2020, a pandemic would hit? And among all the industries affected, I would say the theater is probably maybe number one on the list of those most affected. But number two right there, hospitality, whether it be restaurants, a percent, and maybe you know the percent, I've heard even up to 20% of restaurants on the planet have actually closed or will close down before the end of this year. So have you heard the same sort of, even if it's not the exact number, have you heard the same sort of thing? And
it's certainly true that that there are less less full service restaurants, especially. I think this has been it's not necessarily an even pandemic, if that makes sense. You're correct that I think theater, sporting events, tourism in general, so cruising, hotels, all severely, severely impacted. And then all those, trailing things that go around that, tour guides, whatever. But yeah, it certainly has really affected the restaurant industry, especially the full service restaurant industry. I think there's parts of it that have done okay or even great, quick service or what you'd businesses that have drive-throughs, I think have flourished or had some advantages. But overall, I think the full service restaurant industry, it really, a lot of independent restaurants have really, really, really been affected by the pandemic.
We had on the owner of one of a great pizza place called Lou Malnati's. You probably heard of him.
I've heard of him once or twice.
And he was saying, hey, it's so sad what's happened, but between our pickup, our delivery, and everything else we do, we're actually doing really, really well. But that's not the case, of course. And pizza, that's comfort food that maybe people wanted more than at any other time. But that's not the case for all restaurants, of course. So how is Let Us Entertain You doing?
It's been a long year, long 12, 13 months, but or I guess 12 months. But, we're optimistic about the future for the industry. We're optimistic about what's happening. I think that you're starting to see, and who knew? I don't think anyone predicted this. I remember sitting in our offices, about a year ago, and we're thinking, is this going to last 2 weeks, 3 weeks? How long are these shutdowns going to last? Anything that we could have predicted, probably, we're probably off by a long ways. But I think there's a reason for optimism that as vaccines are getting to people, and it seems like it's happening at a pretty rapid rate, at least in the United States, as it seems like there's better treatments for the disease, as people get more comfortable. But I think that we're going to see the world start to celebrate, you know, what's going on. And I think that is reason to be optimistic for this industry. And like anything else, there's always bright sides to anything. Would I want to take this year again for our company? I think it's affected a lot of people negatively. It was very hard financially on thousands and thousands of people, or hundreds of millions of people. But I believe that there's always good. And I think that you'll have better restaurants and better businesses and you know, better safety measures. I think I'm just an optimist that there can be good things that come out of this too.
Well, so a lot of what you say, I mean, it's fascinating. So what do you think will stick? We were at a restaurant yesterday out in the suburbs and took my aforementioned aunt out to lunch, actually. Mm-hmm. And the restaurant we were in had these plastic plexiglass sorts of things between the booths. And I mean, we were all vaccinated, friends, before you call and yell at me. Everyone involved was vaccinated fully, but you felt sort of a certain comfort level as a result. Also, the idea of picking up your food at restaurants that never even had this before, do you think some of what I describe will stick around?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it wasn't like we were doing zero takeout business, but there were, you know, a lot of restaurants out there that were not doing to-go business or delivery business. And I think it's taught a lot of people how to adapt and how to think about different aspects of their business. If you think of the core of your business being, you know, the restaurant, there's also these ancillary things like delivery, like carryout business, like catering, like off-premise catering. And I think those ancillaries, by necessity for a lot of restaurateurs, ourselves included, we really had to improve and try to get as good as possible, because sometimes when your primary business goes away, if you're fighting to stay in business, what are you going to do? So I think that all of that does happen. As in terms of safety measures like plexiglass between tables, you know, all sorts of heightened security measures, yeah, I think the public will start to, I think the, it'll start to solve itself. I'm not sure that it's in the restaurant industry's control. It'll be a little bit of what the government wants to do. It'll be local municipalities of what they require. And, you know, there's going to be come a point where either they stay permanently or they, you know, look like something that that is temporary. And I think all of us in the industry are actually okay with whatever that outcome is. We want our guests to be happy and safe and do what's right for everything. We're a highly regulated industry anyway, you know, that there's a health department that oversees us. We have to abide by all sorts of regulations in terms of training for the employees. Whatever comes at us, you know, we're ready for as an industry.
Well, I want to talk when we come back about exciting news if you're a fan of Cafe Barbariba. So Dean Richards mentioned earlier Cafe Barbariba. I happen to know there's a little Cafe Barbariba now. We'll talk about, yeah, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about choices for Easter and also a bit about Chicago Restaurant Week. That is when we come back with R.J. Melman. I had it all backwards. I thought the other way around. I thought the guy was named for the restaurant. Turns out I'm all wrong, but I learned on WGN. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. Yeah, ask me anything. 312-981-7200. Before 3 o'clock, I'll squeeze in that call. You can ask me anything. Oh, not you. Not you, R.J. Melman, president of Let Us Entertain You. Don't do that. But I want to ask you something. Actually, I want to tell you a story. So
yeah,
there I am at one of our favorite places. My wife and I, we go here at least twice a month. Pizza Portofino. It's right on the Chicago River. In the summer, you're sitting outside. It's just beautiful. Great view. The boats even come up. They order their pizza. They take their pizza back on their boat. It is so much fun. So there I am.
Pretty magical. I agree.
Yeah, it is. And there I am with my wife at the restaurant. I ordered a smoky margarita. I forget the drink name, but I like that tequila called mezcal that is kind of smoky in flavor. And it's delivered to me by the waiter, and I'm drinking some. And the waiter comes back to the table, and I can tell you it was either Gavin or Andre. And I can tell you why. So one of those two waiters comes back to the table and says, Steve, I know you're just not enjoying it. I mean, you're probably okay with it, but you're not really loving it. How did they know that? And that's the thing. These waiters have gotten to know us. I will come back to this restaurant almost, and my wife feels the same way, almost for the wait staff, because people are so incredibly caring and nice, and they're paying attention. I know that is the let us entertain you way. It truly is. Then the bartender, and I'm just another customer to these guys. These guys do not know I work on the radio. And the bartender then says, you know what? I've got this mezcal. It's smokier. Do you want to try this? All of that without any extra charge. And the very fact that I didn't have to say, how do they even know this stuff? And that to me is a story I can tell because I've been going to Let Us Entertain
really
You restaurants.
That.
It's true.
What you're talking about is, listen, you can't train for every event. You can't train, but what you can look for when you're looking for people and stuff that we, and something that we believe internally is the ability to care. And part of that is caring. You know, we tried to care for the people who work with us. Our teams, our the employees of the company, our care for each other, and caring for the guest. And if you care and if you're observant, you can tell when someone doesn't like something. I think also the second part is that we like to give our people the freedom to make sure that people enjoy it. You know, sticking you with a cocktail that you're not enjoying doesn't really help anyone. It doesn't make you any happier. It doesn't certainly make the staff any happier, the people who work there, the server, it's just about caring for you. And I'm glad that you feel cared for there. That is probably the highest compliment anyone could give.
Well, it's us years of going to Let Us Entertain You restaurants, and that kind of story could be repeated over and over and over and over again. Cafe Barbariba, a favorite of Chicago for many, many years. Cafe Barbariba on Halsted, but now there's a Little Barbariba. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Little Barbariba opened about a month and a half ago.
During the pandemic? What were you guys doing?
You know, we had a location that certainly needed to be refreshed. We opened this Little Barbariba downtown, and there is a pandemic, but it doesn't mean that you stop doing everything. We've been fortunate during this time. But anyway, Little Barbariba is right in the heart of River North. I think there was a missing pocket of Spanish food in that neighborhood. Obviously, Cafe Barbariba has been a staple for over 35 years, and we're the team of Cafe Barbariba and my brother and my sister, who were all partners. I think we're all excited to work on the next iteration of it. So a cute little place down in River North remodeled one of our other restaurants, Bar Ramon, or not, didn't remodel it, sort of took it over. A fun little pop-up to do there, to pop it up into there and see what happens. So, the pandemic doesn't mean the earth stopped. It means that you have to be careful. We've been fortunate to open other restaurants during this time. We opened a Do Right Donuts down in Tinley Park. We opened, we have a restaurant called ABBA that we did in Austin, Texas. Some of these projects were all started before the pandemic, but you kind of have to keep moving forward on the business side, even though you're very cautious and want everyone to be safe.
Yeah, I love your ABBA here. I've told people about it, and they say, what, do you hear that music over and over? No, it's got nothing to spell differently. It's not that ABBA. I want to talk about Easter around the corner. In fact, 1 week from today, what are you planning?
Yeah, it depends on the restaurant. The best way to always check what's going on any sort of special occasion, you know, Passover being today and yesterday, LEYE.com, which is Let Us Entertain You Enterprises, LEYE.com is always the best place. But almost every one of our restaurants is probably doing special meals, pickup, to-go packages. I know off the top of my head, Wildfire, they're doing prime rib kits, special meals at Shaw's. Shaw's always does a big, major Easter brunch that day, one of their, you call it the Super Bowl of holidays for them. but almost every one of the restaurants in the company is doing something special. It is a great time you know, as families get together, hopefully safely. And the nice thing is this year that we've really focused on options that really work for everyone. Packages for small groups of people, two people if you don't want to be with a big group. There's the people who have been vaccinated and want to be with their families or have their bubbles. And then there's the people who want to dine in. And the nice thing is that you can do that. You know, there's sort of an option at every place. And I guess, you know, if you didn't want to do any of those things, you could buy a gift card and come eat there later. So, you know, we try to just keep it open and make sure people are comfortable with whatever level of dining that they want to do.
Chicago Restaurant Week, it's happening right now. On Easter, the restaurants participating in that say, okay, we're doing something different on Easter, but with the exception of Easter, it continues through April. I'm looking for the date here on this.
April 6th, I think.
April 4th.
Saturday, yeah, and partially Sunday. You know, Restaurant Week is usually earlier in the year. The city of Chicago clearly pushed it out as dining was a lot more restricted earlier in the year in January and February. But Restaurant Week is a great way to sample little tasting menus or tasting menus at restaurants all over the city. I think a lot of people put their best foot forward and have some great items to try and at really affordable prices. And we're there's $55 options and less expensive options for people. I think it goes as low as either 22 or 33 or somewhere around there. And it's a fun way to experiment with eating out. And the nice thing is this year, again, a lot of the restaurants are doing the Restaurant Week menus to go, which is not always the case.
Yeah, it's a record number of restaurants, including many of your restaurants, I happen to know. And the great news is, because I know I tried to make a reservation at some of yours and I could not get in. So that's good. Now, you know, admittedly, in part, that's because you can't allow as many people in because of COVID restrictions, but it means people are going. And we've been to a couple of them, and I'll tell you, I'm glad things are picking up. Eat It Up in Chicago. Let me do that again. I'm sorry, RJ. Eat It Up Chicago. EatItUpChicago.com for more information about Chicago Restaurant Week. I did this segment called Ask Me Anything. Ask Steve Anything. And this question came in on a text. I want to ask you the same question that is asked of me, because this ties in to you. Just as well. I mean, you're thinking, what can this be about? Well, the question is, every time I see your Facebook page, Steve, you're eating out somewhere. Why so often? So I'm going to turn that around to you. Why is it that so many of us, do you think culturally, were hit so hard when we couldn't go to restaurants? To me, it's about the food, sure, but it's more than just about the food. What do you think?
I think deep down, human nature, humans are social creatures. And I think the ability to go out and celebrate with friends, family, could be small things, you know, a dinner with another couple, dinner with yourself, it is just one of the simple pleasures in life. You know, it's something that you do three, four times a day, have a meal, most people. But yet it is still one of the most enjoyable life's little pleasures. And we're just happy to be part of providing that little pleasure for people. When they choose to celebrate with us, there's no bigger honor than having someone have their birthday party with us or their engagement party, wedding, whatever it looks like. And so I think deep down, just that need to connect with other people, is there, and it doesn't go away. And I think that is what probably hurt the most to a lot of people psychologically, the impact of the pandemic, that there are real psychological tolls of not being connected with people and losing touch. And it's so important to keep that.
That's a much more articulate answer than I could have ever given anyway. Sir, thank you very much. I know you don't do a lot of these interviews. President of RJ Milman, thank you very much.
Pleasure to be here, and have a great Sunday. And I hope people ask you some tough ones.
I hope not.
Ask anything.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thanks, RJ.